Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, October 31st. Happy Halloween. Are you dressing up today? This is totally a cultural holiday, but just for fun, May is going to be Cinderella, although her glass slippers are not very comfortable. So I don't know, maybe we'll drop the slippers early. I'd love to hear what you or anyone in your family is going to dress up as. Just text me. It's a fun way to have some conversation today. We're in the subsection of Scripture where we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And today we're in John chapter 16. I'm going to read verses 5 through 15 because that is the part of John 16 that speaks about the work of the Holy Spirit. And then at the end of the podcast, I have a special treat for you because on Sunday, the choir sang about the work of the Holy Spirit. And here are some of the lyrics to the song that they sang, which I'll play for you at the end. Gracious Spirit, dwell with me. I would gracious be. Lord, we make that our prayer. And then gracious Spirit, dwell with me. I would be like thee. One more. Mighty Spirit, dwell with me, I would mighty be. And with that, we will move to the scripture. This week, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, John chapter 16, verses 5 through 15. The work of the Holy Spirit. But now I am going away to the one who sent me, and not one of you is asking me where I am going. Instead, you grieve because of what I've told you. But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the Advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me. Righteousness is available because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. Judgment will come because the ruler of this world has already been judged. There is so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said, the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. I just want to go back through that just a minute to remind us what Jesus is saying about his Spirit. When the Spirit comes, he's going to convict the world of some things. Do you remember what he said? Of sin, of God's righteousness, and the coming judgment. The Holy Spirit will convict people of sin because they don't believe in Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is the one who is active, calling us to Jesus, to belief in him. Righteousness, that is seen most clearly in Jesus, the one whom the Spirit comes to remind us about. And then judgment. This idea that the world has already been judged for our sin because of the sacrificial atonement of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then it tells us a little bit more about the Spirit, that he doesn't speak on his own, that he's part of the Trinity. He's going to tell you what he has heard. And he's also, in verse 13, going to tell us about the future. Verse 14 reminds us he will bring Jesus glory by telling us whatever he receives from Jesus. The Spirit of God is a person who loves us, who lives with us, and wants to instruct us. And so my prayer for us today is that we would have big listening ears, that we would walk with the Spirit, as it says in Galatians chapter 5, I think it's verse 16, that we would kindle the fire, that God's Spirit is speaking to us and is wooing us and that we would have big ears like sheep to listen. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and now we'll end the podcast with this beautiful song sung by the choir this Sunday.